We've been talking about the holiday season, and I was a little stressed about it this week, trying to put together the money and finding some of the gifts that I want for family members. It's a stressful time. We just had Black Friday and Cyber Monday, so hopefully you were able to find some deals. But if not, I wanted to pass on some tips and maybe just to plan ahead to avoid holiday debt. So I asked Mike Brega. He joins us a lot on The Shift. And he's up early with me today, Mike Brega, VP of BDO Canada, to join me and help us out, save some money during this holiday season. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Tis the season for debt, though, right? I did really well this year. I actually started shopping early for the first time in God knows how long. When we were on vacation this summer, I picked up a few packages that were a bit costly and just threw them on the credit card and said, you know what, I'll just chip away at it and by Christmas, it will be gone. Well, with inflation, it's not quite gone yet. So not the best year to have done that. Just help us out here. You know, again, the holiday season is here. Where should we start to make sure we are not going over budget this holiday season?
Yeah, and you're right. It is that time of year. And after the last couple of years, people are really excited about this particular weekend and Black Friday and getting out there and shopping the deals. And so we're getting a whole lot of mixed information out there, you know, from a lot of these polls that are suggesting that people are quite anxious and they're really wanting to get out there and shop and do it up this year because it's the first year post-pandemic. And then there's others that are taking it a little bit more cautiously and still thinking about, you know, the inflationary costs and, you know, rising interest rates and what the impact there. So they're kind of concerned what's going to happen with the wallet. But for both groups of individuals, the key is the same. You need to start with the budget. And for some, that sounds like a four-letter word. And every time I say budget, people are like, oh, you want to control my spending. You want to control exactly what I'm doing. And that's not the case at all. It's simply a plan. It's simply figuring out a number that is going to fit for you where you're at right now and what you can afford over the holiday season. How you choose to divvy up if you use a portion of that for splurge expenses on yourself, that's perfectly fine. That matters to me not. What I'm concerned with is that you've actually got a number in mind that it's going to be doable and that you can tackle and you're not going to add to the debt. Because what we know is with the increase in interest rates, if you put something on a credit card and you're not going to pay it off in full next month, you're going to pay a whole lot more for it, right?
Yep.
And so that's the concern and what I'm trying to get people to avoid this year.
I hear it all the time, right? You got to do a budget, you got to do a budget, you got to do a budget. Does that mean actually writing down, you know, what number or the max number you want to spend? You know, for me, I kind of have, you know, some sort of ball where I don't want to go over in my head, but I don't write anything down. And honestly, when somebody gives me a gift idea, I kind of just go out and get it because I want them to be happy, you know, on that Christmas morning. So, you know, kind of help us out through that, especially with me that just wants everybody to be happy, everybody to get everything they want on Christmas morning.
Yeah, so I'll tell you what I do for myself. I start off the season by picking a number that's doable for me, and that's
okay.
The max.
Okay. Like,
and that number is for everything. So that's for my extra entertainment that I'm going to be doing,
okay.
Like, you know, extra travel expenses, extra groceries. So there is a number that I have in mind. And then what I do is I divvy it up into the categories. So here's the amount that I'm going to be spending on entertainment and, you know, all of those family functions and gas and travel. So there's that much. There's the portion on gifts. And so that is, so I have those two big, I have those two buckets.
Okay.
And so then on that bucket, I'm like Santa. I create a list in terms of my gifts that I'm going to give, and I check it twice, and I really take a hard look. There are some individuals that, you know, I throw on the list because I think it might be nice, but, you know, I kind of rank them, and I know that seems harsh, and I hear you, Kyle. You want to make everybody happy. It's that time of year, but there's, you know, my dollars can only go so far, so
yeah.
I have to make those decisions, and I make them, you know, I make them fairly early on into the process. The other thing it allows me to do is when I see the number and I see the number of individuals I need to buy for, it allows me to get creative. So I've switched for some of my gifts where I start giving the gift, like giving experiences. And
yeah.
So when you are giving an experience, you can almost defer that cost or that expense later into the year,
yep.
Especially if you're doing something that's spring or summer related. For those that are crafty, it's a great time to, you know, put something together and make something. And think about it that way. Or if you have a large family, it may spark the discussion about, do we actually need to start buying start changing the way we buy? Like, do we do a Secret Santa? Do we do those types of things? And what you'll find is if you start having those conversations, especially in large families, you're not the only one feeling that way, right? And it's hard to buy for everybody. So when a lot of people will welcome that shift in gift giving. And then you can just focus either on the kids and then the adults just do the, you know, the gift exchange. So there's a lot of ways to curb, your budget and start reducing some of the expenses in there. The other thing that I always suggest to people as well is, you during this time of year, you may want to carve out a little bit of something for yourself as well, especially, you're going to be out Black Friday shopping or Cyber Monday and you're going to see things for yourself. And so oftentimes what I find, even when I'm doing my own shopping, I see things that I enjoy and then I buy it. It becomes a splurge and then I feel guilty because now I've gone over my number. If I've built it in and I've got that, I've got that little splurge fund for myself, then I don't feel guilty. It's guilt-free.
For me, it's just a bottle of red wine. That was it last night, Friday night. I just wanted to splurge on a nice bottle of red. That was it for me. But I do love what you're saying, right? There's so many flyers out there right now where you can kind of do some comparison shopping as well, right?
Absolutely. Like, I don't want anybody to go into a store without having a plan in mind.
Yeah.
So do your online research first. Check the flyers. If you're out just for fun, that's great. Like, do that. But try not to be impulse shopping or, thinking about buying things on the fly, because what happens is you will overspend.
That's right.
So, when you have your list, assign a number, assign a number to each individual on that list and stick to it. But do your research, because what you'll find is doing the research, your dollars will go a whole lot further, especially when, I don't know about you. I've been out at the stores recently and the sticker shock things that last year I could buy for, $20, $25 are now like $30, $35. Like, the prices have just gone up horrendously. So, we want to make sure we do that research before. Retailers right now, they've come off of 2 years of hardship as well. And so especially if you're shopping local and a lot of the local retailers that are out there, they're marking down prices because they're trying to come out of this pandemic and turn a profit this year. Mm. And for many of them, if they don't turn a profit, they may have to shutter. So you'll see that there are a lot of good deals to be had. You just need to do the research because, some things inflation has caused to go up, but there are those deals. Look, but it's going to involve the hunting.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point. And my family does, at least throughout the siblings here, we do a Secret Santa. We've been doing it, I would say, the Secret Santa for now, almost close to a decade, and it's a great way to save money. It's a great idea right there. One thing that I've heard talk about is FOMO, fear of missing out. Mm-hmm. What does that mean during the holiday season?
Yeah, so we're all on our social media and we're all on our Instagram and we're seeing all of these posts, from our families and friends and even people we don't know. And it seems that everybody is doing all of these things that we want to be doing. And we're wondering how is it that they can afford to do it? Well, let me dispel the rumor. They can't.
Yeah.
A lot of those people that you're posting and you see on vacation all the time, they're putting it on credit.
And that's me.
but I see the impact of that later on down the road where, rubber meets the road and they can no longer afford to pay their credit cards or put things on credit, right?
Yeah.
And so, I think what we need to, there's this quote from one of my favorite books, Fight Club, that comes up that, we buy things that we don't need in order to impress people we don't like.
Mm.
And so, we need to keep that in mind, especially at this time of year, because do you really need the thing that you're buying? And what is the return of joy that's going to bring you? Is it just that instantaneous, that instantaneous thrill that you're going to get? Or is it something that long-term, you're going to make use of? And that's where I've changed to that whole experience shopping and experience gifting. The memories that you create in providing an experience, that will stay with you long-term, whereas a sweater or that type of thing, those tactile items. There's the thrill of opening it, that 3 second joy you get when you open the gift on Christmas morning, but that goes away kind of quickly.
If all my gifts could be experiences, that's all I would want for Christmas. Honestly, we've done it before where, we'll just do a trip for each other. We've done it several times, honestly, where we'll just do a trip for each other. And again, like you said, we don't have to worry about it, until down the road. Don't have to worry about it at the holiday season. So I just love that idea. Even last year, We did, you know, the Harry Potter there in Toronto. That was kind of my gift for my wife, right? So, yeah, just love that idea. If, again, if that could be every gift for me, I would be totally okay with that. One last thing before I let you go, and again, you've been very generous with your time, just about debt. You know what? Like I was saying to start off the interview here, it is the season for debt. A lot of us, you know, as we go into the holiday season, let's face it, we have a lot of debt, whether it's on the credit card, line of credit, wherever it is. You know, how do we fight that plus worry about the holiday season?
Yeah, so I think if you're in a situation right now where you're losing sleep because you've got too much debt, you need help. Or if it's causing strife in your family, and it's so the idea there is you need to pick up the phone and call somebody, and don't wait until after the holidays. Do that now. But you know, in terms of if you're not at that stage right now, you're just wanting to make sure that you're not going to add to debt, or you know, it's still manageable. The key here is that I want people to go back to old school. The thing with Interact and credit cards and doing everything digitally is it became really efficient, but it also allows retailers and industry to remove dollars from us very quickly without our mind, like without us turning our minds to it. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you had to use cash to make your purchase, and if you had to go to an ATM or to the teller to actually withdraw the cash, it slows the process down, and it gives you the time to think, is this something that's in my budget? Is it in my budget right now? And is it something that I actually planned? And so if you answer yes to all three of the questions, you know, then you go ahead and make the purchase, right? When you do it electronically with a credit card, with the debit, it doesn't give you the time to ask, to actually think and be mindful about your purchases. So, you know, this year, especially if you can go back to old school, I know it's a pain, try it.
Yeah.
You know, try it. Because, again, having that tactile thing about actually, you know, taking the dollars out of your wallet and paying for it and putting it back in, you'll see that there's a market difference. You know, even grocery shopping, you know, in the olden days, I'm talking like, you know, I'm 100 here. But when you used to use cash to go grocery shopping, you never went over your budget.
Yeah.
Because you only had $120 for that week in groceries, or $100 for groceries.
That's it.
So if you got to the cashier and you were over, you put something back. We don't do that anymore. And so, you know, and we don't actually add up our groceries as we're putting things into the cart anymore. And that becomes a problem. And so that's where, again, if we can just start going back to some of those old school concepts, it'll actually greatly improve our situation.
You literally just brought me back to, like, do you remember Wokel? Like, did you have Wokel, Mike? And mom would go through, like, her Mickey Mouse purse and, you know, go through the fives, go through the tens, go through the 20s trying to pay. You literally brought me back to a cash register at Wokel, just wanting to get out of the store and wanting to play with my friends. But mom, you know, going through all of her cash to pay for whatever it was, right? Great stuff, Mike. That was fun, man. We went from Christmas to Wokel somehow, but I really appreciate it. Hopefully a lot of us, with your help here, can stay out of debt. Really appreciate it. Have a great holiday season, and thanks for joining us this morning, okay?
You too. Thank you for having me.
All right, take care. Again, Mike Braga, VP of BDO Canada. Great tips. First of all, if you follow along with those tips, you're going to save money. That's what I've been doing. I listen to Mike a lot, and I definitely save money thanks to him. And even with the debt that I have, I'm able to pay it off quicker by listening to him. So great stuff. And I love when Mike comes on with us. Christina, do you have any idea what Wokel is? This is like, just if you're a young listener right now, and if you are, you're probably still in bed sleeping, so you're probably not listening if you're young. But do you have any idea what Wokel is?
I don't think I do.
It was like the, I don't know, a smaller version of Walmart when I was a child.
Okay.
It's like a Zellers, I guess. So,
okay.
Yeah, but I would always remember mom at the cash register just going through her wallet with the cash. You know, I'm bored. I'm just picking out gum that I want to buy. She's trying to pay for the bills, and that brings me back. Wokel is one of those stores that really brings me back. I'm sure for a lot of us, we all have that kind of one store that brings us back to a great time in our childhood, but great stuff there by Mike Braga, again, VP of BDO Canada. And hopefully we can save you money and help you with debt here during the holiday season. Again, we did Holiday Your Way a little earlier today, and lots of entries. So thank you again to everybody that woke up with us this morning. And Sharon Kwai, she is the winner and qualified for that $5,000 Valente Travel Vacation Package. So Sharon, thanks for waking up with us nice and early today. Best of luck. And again, if you need a travel partner, I am here and willing to come with you. Again, especially if it's an all-inclusive, I am very good at buying drinks. I do have to say, too, lots of people up with us this morning. A lot of Go Michigan. Obviously, the big game for Michigan tonight. Trying to take home a back-to-back Big Ten championship. So just good morning to all of you that were a part of it. Before we go to break here and I bring on John Litke to discuss Kanye, I just have to say, so last week, again, we were at Average Joe's, and my dad was out of town. My parents were out of town. They were visiting my brother up there in Guelph. I think they went to St. Jacob's and did some shopping up there. I'm not positive about that, but just they went up to St. Jacob's, did some Christmas shopping up there with my brother's family. And I was texting him during the Michigan game and talking about the atmosphere that was at Average Joe's, which was just awesome. Place was packed, tons of Michigan fans. Great atmosphere there. Probably be a great atmosphere there again tonight to watch the Big Ten Championship. But Dad was texting me saying, I wish I could be there with you. I wish I could be soaking this in with you guys. So I said, well, Dad, it's his birthday weekend this weekend. We're off to Oxley on Sunday. So tomorrow we're going out to Oxley, have a nice family dinner out there in Oxley, do some shopping probably at Cindy's, you know, some of the wineries out there. But I said, Dad, you know, why don't we soak it in tonight? Why don't we spend your birthday weekend together tonight watching the Michigan game? And this was on Sunday, right? This was on Sunday when they came back into town. And he said, okay, I'll get back to you by Saturday and let you know, basically, if I want to hang out with you on a Saturday night watching Michigan football. It is Saturday, and I still have not heard back from him whatsoever. I even put out a different text. Well, would you like to see a movie together? You know, we used to do a tradition. Usually the Star Wars movies comes out around Christmas time, so we'd go see Star Wars. Or Lord of the Rings would come out around Christmas time, so we'd go see Lord of the Rings. And so the new Avatar movie's out there. So I was like, Dad, would you like to go see Avatar with me? Or whatever movie you want to go see. I'll get back to you by Saturday. It is Saturday morning, and I still haven't heard back from Dad. So obviously not a huge priority on his list. We'll see what happens with the Michigan game tonight. We'll see if we decide to go watch it together.